Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. Thank you for joining the show where I get to share my recipe for gratitude. Now, I still believe that everybody has their own recipe for how they decide to be grateful. They take different ingredients in different parts of their lives and put it together. And if you look at them the right way, then you have the opportunity to really be grateful for what you have. And yesterday's episode was on a local bar. And I mentioned how I don't frequent bars. It's not a thing. I don't drink. But I really respected the folks who were running that bar and decided to make an episode about it and tell them that I appreciate what they're doing and the example they set and their passion towards serving their customers. Well, I sent that episode out and the owners of that establishment decided to watch it and wrote me a really nice message back on Facebook because that's how they wanted to connect. Not a big deal. I'm on Facebook. What was pretty interesting about it, though, was I realized as I was reading the response that gratitude is really contagious. It's the sort of thing where what if we started and we said, hey, what if we could change one thing in our lives that would make everybody else around us happier, right? What if we could find one thing that we could change that would make everybody else around us happier? Now, I can almost guarantee you it's not your hair or your makeup or your clothes, or any of those things that you see on the outside. Although if you happen to be the sort of person that might be a little stinky, maybe a shower might be the right answer. But in general, for most of us that already have good hygiene skills, it might just be a grateful attitude. And you know, gratitude is very contagious. I said thank you to them, they said thank you back to me. And both of us benefit from the experience. I did an interview yesterday where I was interviewing somebody else. They weren't interviewing me. And again, I'm so impressed by the wonderful content creators that are out there and how friendly they are. They're all overworked. But if they have the time to talk to you, right, if they can spare the time to help you out, no matter what level you're at as far as popularity of your show, they're willing to make new friends. This is a much different era. Much, much different era than the content creators of 30 or 40 years ago. It is absolutely phenomenal and it is a fun thing to participate with. So I was interviewing this other person and we realized that we were both benefiting from one another. We were contributing to one another's good day. And I was telling her thank you for the stuff that she was able to produce. And she was, you know, grateful she had an opportunity to tell a different story than the one she tells usually on her show. And, you know, if you have the opportunity today to change one thing, maybe being a little more grateful will make the difference, not just for you, but for everybody else around. And so that's today's parking thought. Feel free to tell me about what your gratitude recipe looks like. What are the ingredients you're putting in your recipe today in the comments below? You can find them wherever you happen to find this show. If you like the show, please share it with somebody else that you know. The like and subscribe links look a little different. If you're on WordPress, it's the little star down at the bottom. And if you're on YouTube, it's the thumbs up guy, right? Feel free to subscribe. And if you can't find the subscribe links where you're at, head on over to parkingthought.com and hit the subscribe button there. We've got all the subscribe links ready for you so you won't miss an episode. Finally, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?